There. Boom. This is for what first song? I don't know. I'm watching. I haven't watched any of the Oscars until now, until I just turned it on. And it looks like they're doing the song. And, you know, I think they're going to have the same people talking about African-American actors not being winning. I think Matt Damon won. Look at this. Who won? Elton John? Elton John and whoever the bald-headed guy that he just kissed. What song did they do? I'm gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man. Oh, I dig it. And Bernie Taupin? Is that Bernie with him? Oh, my God. No, it ain't Bernie. That's Bernie Taupin. I met that little man, Bernie Taupin. You guys have heard the story many times. In Miami, 40 years ago, he was a good-looking little long-haired British guy that all of the kids that were at the radio station to see Alice Cooper and Bernie Taupin at the time. Alice Cooper was there, and all these kids showed up to meet Alice Cooper. And I've told the story that when they all came forward to shake hands, they all went past Bernie and shook Alice Cooper's hand, and there's Bernie Taupin like this. So, hell, I don't even know if that's him because I don't have the sound turned up because I'm such a lazy motherfucker. I ought to turn the motherfucker up. Kind of a talkative guy. And she's 50 years younger than him. Yeah, except there was a period there where you're working with Alice Cooper. Georgie, I love you. You live here. Constant thing in my life. All right, man. Cool. Tyson Fury, what the hell? Lineal heavyweight champion. What the fuck? What have we got going on in this world? Okay. So, Bobby, you're going to be kicking it off with Steve. You all right with that?
Yeah, we're here, Phil. We're waiting for you to quit.
Yeah, man, we've been here for a while. Yeah,
we've been here for a while.
Well, good. You're going to stay there for a while.
You know, just because you created me, and
yeah,
nothing, Mr. Henry.
And then we have Ted Bell. You there, Ted?
Yes, I'm right here, Mr. Henry. I'm ready to go. Thank you for creating me.
You're welcome. See, that's Bobby.
Yeah, he's always been a suck up, a real suck butt.
Oh yeah, really? Oh man.
Yeah, that's right, Bell.
Look, I'll take it from her, Dooley, not from you. Let me repeat: I'll take it from her, not from you. I'll take it from her, not from you.
You'll take it. What does that mean, you'll take it? Because I've got a kielbasa in the refrigerator in the garage. What?
Excuse me.
Oh, that was Steve.
Well, I figured it wasn't me. I thought it was you, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby, I thought it was you, and then I realized it was me.
You did what?
All right, you guys want to quit pulling your fucking dicks?
I don't have one of those, Phil.
Well, be careful. I just might make it happen.
What does that mean?
Nothing. It's none of your business, Steve, whatever I do. All right, so. Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we got Bobby, we got Steve, or no, we got Bobby, got starting off with Bobby, then we're doing Ted Bell. What is wrong with iTunes? Why are things not downloaded? Why are things not downloading, man? Huh? What is going on here, man? I got a problem here with iTunes. Do I have to reload it or otherwise do something else with it? We got a problem with iTunes, man. I think. I don't know. Got a problem with iTunes. Let's go, bitch. Load in, bitch. We're not. There you go. That's my lad. That's my good lads. That's my good lads, yeah. She was not loading in. We had to quit her. I had to quit iTunes and do it again, you know. Yeah. Really? Really, Mr. Henry? Yes. All right. Dig, okay. I see what's going down. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test.
You know, Mr. Henry, what we really enjoy the most out of in everything we do in our life is you, and your show is so much fun and so much. Your show is so educational. Turn it the fuck down!
God damn it.
You know, Mr. Henry, what I don't like about you is the fact that you're so
goddamn rude.
Oh, Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's out of sight. That's the sound of the Quicksand Silver Dollar Peoples. Unlimited man here on the world famous Phil Henry. Check it out. Oh, yeah. Hip on time now here, KHJ, Boss Radio for Los Angeles. Did you hear me hit the post? Did you just hear me hit the fucking post on that bitch? Still got it, man. I hit the post on that motherfucker. I didn't know the intro time on this thing. And it just, you know, it's kind of, you got to sense it, man. By the way, congratulations to Brad Pitt for winning best accumulated time, not having won an Oscar, and finally goddamn gets one. But yeah, it is true, man. It's a weird process, man. I mean, there's some really good actors, great actors, and there's a lot of people, you know, who are just, it sort of seems to be a certain, you know, it's like white people country, you know. It's just, okay, it's time now for the White People Acting Awards. I don't begrudge anybody, but you know, like, remember what George C. Scott said? I didn't think it was such a bad thing. A lot of people forget what George C. Scott said. And I know that George C. Scott eventually, I think, recanted or wanted to be at the Oscars. I mean, when he won for Patton in 1971, he did not show up to get his Oscar. And the reason that he gave was, he said, and I quote roughly, artists should not compete with each other. See, artists should not be in competition. And I thought that was a really unique thing. I was only, you know, 19 years old at the time, whatever I was, thinking, well, that George C. Scott, it's pretty hip, you know, and he was really great in that movie, Patton, and this and that. And then in later years, my understanding is he that put him on the outs with the official Motion Picture Science Academy, as Bobby calls it. And then he, you know, eventually sort of recanted that restated it so that he wasn't so much a outsider and anathema to all of the people who were in officialdom. And I think some of the stories circulated were rather pathetic, and I don't know if they're true or not, but like he wanted tickets. Could he get tickets to go to the Oscars? This kind of, I don't know if any of that's true. Certainly George C. Scott earned his place in American theater. And if you don't know who he is, if you saw The Hustler, if you saw Patton, if you saw Dr. Strangelove, great comic turn in Dr. Strangelove is Colonel or General Buck something. I forget his name. A lot of great performances by George C. Scott. Just a great, great shit, man. Anyway, so he didn't show up. And I thought that was pretty cool. But how do you go against, how do you say, I'm not going to show up? The studio's going to be pissed at you. Every fucking person you worked with on that movie is going to be pissed. Maybe anybody with a vested interest, the producer's going to be pissed at you. The studio's going to be pissed off at you. The publicity department, everybody's going to be really pissed. Production companies and other employers are going to look again at you. And, well, should we hire this guy? I don't know of what he did after that movie. He did The Hospital. He did a kind of a, I thought it was a piece of shit, but he was in it with Marlon Brando, a thing called The Formula, which was a stupid movie about how they were, you know, they had a formula for synthetic gasoline, synthetic oil. We'd never have to drill again, but they were not letting the information out because they wanted to suck as much money out of the rest of us as they could before they, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of paranoia going on in those days about just exactly how much oil there was. Christ, if we'd had the internet then, if we'd had Twitter then. So why not? You know, I don't know. I don't understand, man. I don't understand. Why are there not more black performers nominated? Why are there not more black? Well, there are not as many black movies. Bullshit. There's a lot of black movies. They just don't have the same. They don't seem to go through the same publicity conduit, you know, all these other movies do. I mean, there's white cinema, black cinema. It still seems to be pretty segregated, in my opinion. So you don't really see or hear about, or if you do see great performances. See, but, well, yes, well, that was good. But this was overshadowed by who? Well, by Brad Pitt, you know, and it's hard to argue against the name Brad Pitt. I'm not saying he's a terrific actor, great actor, but I don't know, guys. You know, my job is to comment on these things, but not necessarily the way I'm doing it now. It's to more or less be a storyteller in terms of the comedy and the satires and shit, you know? So that's this. Oh, here's the part where they're, this is the dead people. They're playing the music, you know, and then the dead people are here. Anna Karina, D.A. Pennebaker. I saw his movie, Don't Look Back. Bob Dylan, the movie about Bob Dylan. I love that. Let me turn that down. All right, let's do this shit. We're going to have music. Then we're going to have Ted Bell. But first, we got Bobby Dooley. And oh, yeah, that's right. What I want to do is, there it is. There it is, bitch. Oh, here it is. This is the one. Haven't used that one in a while. Where you at, Bobby? What you doing today, huh? I think they're at an Oscar party. That's it right there. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. So, Bobby, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing great. And Steve's here. Steve?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Henry, we're phenomenal. We're phenomenal. Test. Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're here, and we're doing really good. And I'm glad to see that there's so many people here that are... Yeah, we're doing great, Mr. Henry. I just, you know, I just think... Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Now, that's more goddamn like it, man. We put a little compression on that shit. Don't be shy. Roll that shit up, man. Just pack that shit in tight. You got yourself some fucking audio, Jack. Instead of all this pussyfooting around this shit, I don't give a fuck. Anyway. You know what I'm saying, baby? You dig what I'm putting down? Oh, it's the phone. Ooh, the fuck am I looking at here, man? There's a polar bear, and half of him is a oil platform, and it's like just Jack fucking weird looking. Is this a nominated movie? And there's a whale swimming through an ocean that's over a city, and there's a thing, and I think, what is this? This is great. My kind of movie. Creativity for all. Adobe. Right. Testing. No, I know. Adobe is good. It is.
Hey, how you doing? This is Bob Green. I'm Steve Dooley. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Dooley. Let's kick it off. The Phil Henry Show.
I think we got it. All right, let's do our fucking promo, and let's get our shit together, and let's get this thing going, huh? All right, let's do it. I know there was a lot of echo during the pre-show, guys. That's because I had the phone pot up. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. I don't need... Yes, I do. Steve?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, you know what to do.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Don't mess it up, Steve.
I won't.
You're okay, Steve. You can do this.
I know. I'm just a little bit nervous.
Don't mess it. You have to. Don't you dare mess it up.
I won't try to. I won't, Bobby.
Don't make him nervous, Bobby.
Well, okay. But you're the one that was peeking in a bedroom window.
What the fuck are they? Are they doing another one of these Oscars where they just had the? Remember when they had Randy Thomas? Randy, you were great, by the way. Remember when they had Peter Coyote off screen? They did that, and then they had Randy Thomas by herself. Remember, Randy, you were just, you know. Then they had Randy Thomas, who you guys know the name. Who's this? She's a lovely blonde gal. Is that Kathy Bates? Who is that? No, it ain't Kathy Bates. She has short hair. I don't see any name there. Okay, so forget it. All right, so is she British? Something tells me she's British. What do you want to bet she's British? I got money that says this gal's British. Oh, this is Best Actor. Oh, it's got to be Joaquin Phoenix, right? Oh, Adam Driver. Okay, I missed. And that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Jonathan Pryce. What? It's two clips from... What the fuck am I looking at here, motherfucker? There's anger. Bad emotion. That's too accessible an emotion, right? Ain't that what they say? That don't show good acting. That just shows a guy that's pissed. I don't know who this... I don't know what I just saw. Let me see who wins, and then we'll get to the show. All right. Okay. Probably long over. I saw two clips of him. No black actors. Hey! Kids are really pissed off! And that's... He was pissed off, too! Give it to a guy who doesn't access the anger thing. Jonathan Pryce. I'm just kidding. Of course. He's like, okay, that's a clean sweep of the Globes. All right, turn it down. Clean sweep of the Globes, the BAFTA, or whatever the fuck. Isn't that it? Golden Globes and the thing. The People's Church. All right. That's what they used to say. They say anger is a very easily accessible emotion, okay? So, you know, see if you can find something other than that. When I say they, it's like in acting classes. You know, you're going right to the anger. Why do you feel angry? Because I'm frustrated that I don't know the lines to the scene. Oh, okay. All right. Test 1-2.
Yeah, hi. It's Bobby Dooley. This is really exciting for us. Steve and I...
I won't rest until Bobby and Steve come out and present an award at the Oscars. What do you think of that? Bobby comes out in a tight thing, and Steve's out in a fucking thing. I don't know who'd play them, though. You know, we had... Anyway, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.